program. Dewey, what's happening, man? How are you doing?
Not much. How are you? Thanks for having me.
Hey, not a problem. So I got to ask you this. Is everything okay around your neighborhood after the epic winds that went through Laramie? I saw a tweet about, you know, trees falling down all around your house and everything seemed to be okay, but how are things after that?
Yeah, fortunately everything is okay and intact, but we did have a big tree go down in our yard and it missed our house by about a foot. So it's good, but it was kind of scary driving home and seeing that thing down. So, but we're all good right now.
Fire word for the winter.
Yeah, no doubt.
Just cut it up and you'll have a warm winter.
Yeah, I know. I mean, it's a big old tree, too, and we got really lucky it didn't hit the house. So I'm going to have to find a chainsaw or something to get that firewood.
I'm thinking that for the incoming freshman class, that's pretty good training for them, don't you think?
Hey, less work on me, more work on them. I'm down for that.
I think Coach Dennison should implement some sort of new training with that. Let's go over to Wingard's house, Dewey's house, and chop up some firewood.
Yeah, chop wood.
He has all sorts of crazy stuff. That wouldn't surprise me if he did something like that.
What have things been like? Let me ask you this. Is it pretty standard training from Coach Dennison, or you mentioned some crazy stuff? Or is there anything quirky that he has you guys doing?
You know, I wouldn't say it's quirky, but you could, if you were a bystander and you watched our workouts for 2 weeks and didn't know what sport we were training for, you might think we were a track team training for 800s or something like that. We do a lot of conditioning, that's for sure, but nothing's really quirky. It's just stuff to make us, you know, in shape and faster. So it's really a grind and it's really tough, but he has made our football team so much better. So we're thankful for him, that's for sure.
But you've been going through this now. This is obviously your second year with Coach Dennison, his second year. Does anything ever catch you off guard at this point now that you're heading into your junior season when you go through these summer workouts?
You know, yes. I think that's what makes Coach Dennison such a good strength coach, honestly, is he's always pulling out different stuff. You know, one day we're running 200 yards. Another day we're running 300-yard shuttles, you know, five trips down and back. And then other days we're running stadium stairs or we're running ramps and stuff or doing speed stuff. So he really is, unpredictable. He's always pulling out stuff that's going to kill us, but it's going to make us better. But there's really not that's too out of the ordinary.
I was talking to Tyler Vanderwall, the incoming freshman quarterback, a little earlier this afternoon, and he was telling me a couple of things, big adjustments that he's had to make. One of those was, you know, getting used to, you know, being away from home and all that, but the other one was the elevation. Have you noticed some of these incoming freshmen having problems with the elevation since they've been there?
You know, I haven't really noticed anything with these guys because I haven't got to see them work out, but mm-hmm. I will tell you a story. When my class came in, our first workout, I vividly remember seeing Antonio Hole, Carl Granderson, a couple other guys literally down on the ground, like passed out from working out and with the elevation and stuff. So the 72-20, no doubt, is a game changer for these new guys, and it takes a lot of getting used to and stuff. But once we get used to it, it gets a lot better. But it's still pretty tough, and obviously that helps our home field advantage and stuff. So.
We're talking to Wyoming junior safety Andrew Wingard. So you had an unfortunate injury in spring with a broken arm. How are you doing there? Are you back full contact? I mean, if you were able to go with any contact, are you back in 100% right now?
Yeah, I'm back. I've been back 100% for a while now. It was an unfortunate injury in the middle of spring ball. I really wanted to be out there with those guys, but like I said, it was unfortunate, and I was only in the cast for about. After that, I just did about 2 weeks of rehab, and I was good to go. I didn't have to get surgery or anything. So after about 6 weeks, I was good to go. So, yeah, right now I'm 100%, and I'm good to go.
Now, obviously, with that injury, you missed out on some physical reps and that sort of thing. But mentally, were you able to kind of gain anything from standing on the sidelines and observing practice?
You know, it really was. The field from a player's view and the field from a, coach's view are really two completely different things. You see so much different stuff. You know, when you're watching guys do stuff, you can see, you know, you see stuff that you don't do on the field, and you say, you know, why can't you do that? But then you get on the field, and it's that easy to mess up. So I'm not going to say it was a blessing getting hurt, but I did get to get some new angles and, you know, see what I need to do and stuff like that. So, you know, the mental side did help, you know, not being out there every day, you know, grinding physically. So
are there going to be big noticeable changes with what we see in the Cowboy defense this year with the new defensive coordinator, with Coach Hazelton?
No, I mean, not too much. I'm kind of doing more pro-oriented stuff, but, you know, the plan is to not have Andrew Wingard and Marcus Epps combined for 260-some tackles. So we're hoping for more interceptions this year and being more anchors in the back end. But there's really not too many drastic changes. But, you know, Coach Hazelton's a great coach, and what he's implementing is, you know, going to work. And we're just excited, so.
Well, when you've got Logan Wilson back there getting all the defensive scores, man, he's got to relinquish some of that a little bit to the other guys.
Yeah, that's a sore subject for me and Logan. Him stealing all the touchdowns doesn't go over too well with me. So, no, but it's great having Logan up there, especially moving to Mike. I think he'll be able to do a lot of good things and, you know, take some pressure off me and Marcus and the guys in the back end on making so many tackles. So.
Now, do you feel like, so you taking a little bit of the luster, you know, like you're that quote unquote skill position place in the defensive backfield. Those are your points, right?
Right. You know, the tackles do help, you know, help me get some, you know, all conference recognition and stuff. But, you know, I like I said, me and Marcus are focused on getting some more INTs this year. So.
Do you have a defensive touchdown since you've been in Wyoming?
I don't.
Oh, well, that's got to change.
I love doing the scoring in high school and stuff, but I've gone a negative here at Wyoming, so I'm hoping to change that.
You mentioned on a couple of occasions that you guys are trying to grab more interceptions this year. How can you go about doing that?
Yeah, you know, Coach Dicker, which has really emphasized that to us, you know, we got to make more plays on the ball and stuff. And, you know, new sort of defensive scheme stuff is going to help us out. You know, we're not going to be so much down in the box, you know, supporting the run as much. We're going to be able to, you know, be covering guys, being over the top and stuff like that. And, you know, aside from knowing where you have to be, it's just having that aggressive mentality of going to get the ball or going to get the ball out and stuff like that. So that's what we're looking forward to.
How do you want to see this defense improve? Because, you know, last year, you guys did force a lot of turnovers. You did turned them into points on several occasions. But I think even you would admit too many yards, too many points. How right. do you guys get better as a defense? Where does it need to start?
You know, it's not really, you can't really point one spot where it needs to start. It's just everyone doing their job, you know. Obviously, the turnovers really helped last year, and but that didn't really, you know, our yards per game and scoring didn't really, and I don't even know if it improved. It might have even gotten worse. I don't exactly know the stats, but like you said, that's not good enough. And so really this year, you know, we're trying to limit the points, especially because if we can limit a team to, you know, 17 points or less, we're going to probably be pretty successful, especially with 17 quarterback in that offense. So that's what we're looking forward to is keeping people off the board as much as possible, but still, you know, trying to generate as many turnovers as possible.
Are you ready for the media barrage that is going to hit come media day with the attention the Cowboys are going to get, not only for having the success they had last year, but for the inevitable, you know, Josh Allen media coverage that's going to come to Laramie?
You know, after seeing all the ESPN stuff and the draft stuff, I'm pretty prepared. But when we go out to Vegas, me and Josh and Coach Bull go out to Vegas for media days, it's definitely going to be 180 degrees from where it was when, you know, me and Brian went out there. You know, that's a team that was 2-10 going to media days. No one really wanted to talk to you. But now conference runner-up with a, you know, projected number one overall pick, I think it's going to be pretty hectic. They're definitely going to be wanting to talk to Josh a lot, so hopefully they won't talk to me as much and I can just chill. So I'm looking forward to that.
Now, did we just get some breaking news right there with the announcement that you and Josh are headed to Mountain West Media Days? Because I haven't seen anything about that. I'm kind of excited if that's the case, Andrew.
But yeah, Josh are going out with Coach Bowles, so it's going to be fun again.
Definitely so. Andrew, we appreciate the time. Best of luck the rest of the summer. When are you guys done with summer workouts?
Sorry, I missed you there. What did you say?
When are you guys done with summer workouts?
We start camp a week early this year, so I think we're done either the second to last week or the last week of July. So we're about halfway through summer workouts right now.
Very good. All right, man. Hey, we appreciate it. We'll see you over there during fall camp, September 2nd, not too far away on the road at Iowa. I'm sure you're looking forward to it. And, Andrew, we always appreciate the time. Thank you.
Thanks, Keith.
All right. Thank you very much. That's